In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I heard something today in Vespers. This is the Friday of the sixth week, just before Lazarus Saturday. We are pre-sanctifying. And in the reading from Genesis, it was something that was just terribly, terribly sad. It's in the context of a reading that we had on Wednesday. So let me read what we heard today. So Joseph's brothers were concerned after the death of Israel, Jacob, and his burial in the mourning period. At the end of all this, they said this: possibly Joseph may bear a grudge against us and exact vengeance on us for all the evils we did to him. So they came to Joseph, saying, your father adjured us before he died, saying, thus thou shalt say to Joseph, blah, 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 you know, you're not supposed to hurt us. And Joseph wept while they were speaking to him. Do you know why he wept? He wept because he'd already told them that he loved them. He'd already told them that they would be safe. He already told them that what they had done to him had worked to the good. He said that in the Wednesday reading. So the Wednesday reading includes this: and Joseph said to his brethren, draw nigh to me, and they drew nigh. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now then, do not be grieved, and let it not seem hard to you that you sold me hither, for God sent me before you for life. Does that sound like a man who was going to kill his brothers when his father was dead? Not at all. Because Joseph was an honest and a good man, and he understood that it was God's will that he be sold into slavery in order to save his entire family, indeed, to save the Jewish race. And therefore, from the Jewish race came the Messiah, came Jesus Christ, the God-man. So this was a very important thing for Joseph to be sold into slavery, and he understood that, and he had no grudge. And he said that to his brothers, and he wept with them. And yet, much later, when Jacob died and the mourning period was over, his brothers, being crafty people, they thought that Joseph would act as he acts. Now, we read the Psalms of Ascents during the Vespers for pre-sanctified. And there's two lines in it that I heard today that, of course, I hear them every time, but they always really hit me. And the Lord, O Lord, deliver my soul from unrighteous lips and from a crafty tongue. What shall be given unto thee, and what shall be added unto thee for thy crafty tongue? I'll tell you what gets added to a person for their crafty tongue. It's why they have a crafty tongue. They have a crafty tongue because they're crafty. So a thief thinks everybody's going to steal from him. A violent man thinks everybody's going to try to hurt him. A dishonest man thinks everybody's going to lie to him. A vengeful man thinks everybody will be vengeful to him. So his brothers were crafty, and they couldn't imagine that Joseph was going to fully forgive them. He'd already forgiven them quite some time ago, years ago, and yet they were afraid. So we should look in our lives. Are we crafty? Do we impute motives to people that are not there because we have those motives? I think so. I think absolutely so. This is a very sad reading for me today, because Joseph wept when he heard his brothers imagining that he might want to hurt them. He'd already told them that he loved them. He'd already brought them from Egypt, or excuse me, from Israel. And he'd already taken care of them. He'd already made sure everything was fine. And then Jacob dies, and then the mourning period passes, and his brothers are right back to their shenanigans thinking, well, he's going to hurt us. How terrible. How terrible. I think many times the reason why people cannot feel the mercy of God in some area is because they're not merciful in that area. So if you can't feel God's love, you know what? Guess what? You don't love enough. If you don't trust God, guess what? You're not very trustworthy. It's really true. Or at least almost all the time. There are people that are traumatized, and God help them with their trauma. So May we not have a crafty tongue. Because a crafty tongue comes from being a crafty human being. And a crafty human being is not a righteous person. May God bless us. May God help us. May you have a good Pascha with an open and good heart. God bless.